Real quick, I guess, piece of news before I get to my first confession. The wig came in. I got the Judge John Lopez.
Oh, very good. Okay. Yeah, okay. Very good. So, wait, we're going to do Judge John Lopez on training camp? On day one training camp?
I think we'll be in studio. By
that's right, by that time.
By
fair
that
enough.
Time.
So you're not going to look out. You're not going to be looking crazy in front of everybody
at 12:40? What time are we doing it? Or we can push it around.
I ain't doing it out there, I'll tell you that.
No, you got to do it out there, man.
Hell no.
Why not?
It ain't going to be that bad.
Wear a British wig out there at practice?
Yeah, man.
What are you trying to do to me? You think I'm a fool?
You know what? Let's do Judge John Lopez at the top of the show.
All right. Well,
the top of the show is crazy.
10 o'clock. Let's kick it off at training camp, Judge John Lopez.
All right. Well, I won't have a wig. It'll be sitting in my house. I meant to bring it. I forgot.
It's
I'll bring it tomorrow. We need to get one of those little styrofoam heads to set it on and just kind of put it in the corner until I use it.
Little mannequin head.
Yeah, a little mannequin head. so it flows beautifully.
Our coworkers are going to look that's crazy, man.
So, hey, we'd have had MD 2020 up here.
Yeah, we're not drinking Mad Dog. That's fair.
Fair.
Yeah. All right, so my first confession, that just a thought occurred to me when I got on here, but I don't understand. I don't think this is a, you're just getting old guy thing. Do you guys ever go truly bar hopping anymore? Like, let me give you an example. Chatting with Sean Pendergast before the show. Said, how was the weekend? Great. How was the weekend? Great. What'd you do? Well, apparently Saturday, he had a couple things, knocked them out, and then he went bar hopping. He went to, his words, 8 bars.
Hey, yo, he went on, that's a pub crawl.
8 bars.
He went on a crawl, that ain't it.
Saturday. Now, I'm not passing judgment because if that's
no, you
are.
That's fine.
No. Because if that's
feel judgy
thing,
to me.
Okay, if it feels judgy, fine.
Where the wig at?
But like when I go to a bar, it's usually about the people and just the place and just chilling and taking it all in, the vibe and all that. Do you guys, is it just me? Have y'all ever gone, when was the last time you went like truly bar hopping? Even if it's just like 3 places?
Usually I have done it maybe football season.
New Orleans, you did it.
That is true. Did in
but
New
that's
Orleans
the last
with,
time?
With Sean Pendergast. Funny enough, we were walking through the first quarter. I think we had
but
gone.
But that's
to,
a different. I mean, in New Orleans, you do.
Yeah, because you can take it to go.
You ain't about to do that at the crib, like in the city
Houston.
You stay in, though, right?
Yeah.
College football Saturday, I will.
You'll go to different bars.
Yeah.
I don't get that. I mean, I'll do 1 or 2. Hey, let's go look at this place or whatever. But 8.
Yeah, that might be that might be us getting old too.
Yeah,
that might be a thing getting old because like even when I was in my prime, I would do maybe like 3 at
three,
max,
right? 3.
Yeah, I wouldn't go to 8 different places.
Well, and Sean's older than both of you guys.
Look now, we need 1. I go to maybe 2.
Yeah,
if we want to go somewhere else. Maybe 2, but mm-hmm. I need to sit down somewhere. And
I like
I'm
to kind of take
put.
It in, you know, just enjoy the vibe and the people.
Yeah, you enjoy the vibe for a little bit, and you bounce to another one. Enjoy the vibe. Yeah.
And I don't have a problem with that.
But see, I would bounce if this bar was born. It's like, another place is popping. Right. Now I will go. Right. But I ain't about to leave from a popping place and be like, oh, let's go to another one.
Yeah.
And then another one. And then another one.
Yeah.
And then, nah, man.
Fair enough from the 929. I usually don't even want to go to the first bar anymore. It's funny because I am not inherently a bar guy myself. Mm-hmm. It is really more about people that I'm with.
Right.
We'll go and then we'll bounce around from, all right, this one maybe different vibe. Maybe there's more people coming in, mm-hmm. what have you. We'll bounce around. But yeah, somebody said they went to 20 bars all within walking distance. 20 is a lot.
Man.
Maybe
I thought 8
was
a lot.
New Orleans or Austin, you know, or something like that.
No, that's fair.
Yeah.
On Washington?
Yeah, or Washington. But 8?
Yeah, see, I would bar hop, but it's more like 4 to maybe 5.
Yeah.
8 is like, that is what we're trying to do. You set out with that goal mm-hmm. in mind, because 8 is a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a lot of bars.
Yeah, and just imagine getting drinks at all of those bars.
Well, you kind of have to.
Yeah, so that's 8 at least.
Mm-hmm.
I got to admit, I think that we're missing, and when I say we, I do include me, myself. I'm not doing the we thing where mm-hmm. you kind of are just talking
people.
About somebody else.
Yeah.
I think we are missing the boat on the Dave Portnoy and Barstool deal with Fox Sports.
Are we? Help me out. I don't know.
I think there's been a lot of conversation about Big Noon Saturday, Big Noon Kickoff, I guess, is mm-hmm. what the lead up show is.
Mm-hmm.
And that is one piece of programming. It can mean a lot, right? Like College Game Day means a lot to the general Disney ESPN situation. But I don't know how much you're knocking off the institution of College Game Day, even understanding that Lee Corso not going to be there after. I don't know how much. I think that in, I saw this last week in reading some of the ideas. This is a more all-encompassing deal. Obviously, Portnoy is going to be on Big Noon Kickoff, but Barstool is going to be providing daily content on FS1. Remember, FS1 just got rid of a couple of shows. I think it was The Facility and Speak. Those shows just got canceled. I think that that's the bigger deal. FS1 trying to make this channel, they've been tailing ESPN for a long time, trying to find their programming. It's turned over a lot. There's been a lot of jokes about how sometimes they'll put up 0.0s or whatever, and various kids' programming is beating them. I think the idea of bringing Barstool, doing the thing that ESPN has done a little bit themselves, of like, hey, we're bringing this thing that we know that works to some degree and just plopping it in our lineup to try and garner attention, like McAfee Show, which is on right now on our TV. Imagine doing that with the Barstool kind of brand and plopping that in for one of your 1 hour or 2 hour blocks. And now you have something that has a built-in fan base, a rabid fan base with Barstool folks. And I think that that is probably the stronger thing than, hey, we get this Big 12 kind of homer on the Big Noon Kickoff, which, don't get me wrong, I think that that matters. But I think what's the bigger thing is Fox trying to create this, get this guy that has this personality and has this like brand of things that has built content and has a huge social following. See if you can get that onto your TV network and use that as some level of jumpstart.
I agree. In all honesty, I don't think they're going to be any threat, even, you know, with Portnoy and whoever else to the ESPN Saturday program. They're not going to be a threat to them.
I don't even see this as a, well, you use that as a lead-in for Big Noon Kickoff. Oh, no, people tune in to Big Noon Kickoff.
They'll change the channel.
I think people jump in for the game itself. Yeah. Like, especially college football-wise, the network doesn't matter as much. I don't think there's an allegiance in that way. We're just trying to watch this game.
Yeah, you're just looking at games.
So that's why I'm like, I don't know how much that portion of it. I think deal really is the bigger part. That might have been a throw-in, honestly. I don't know. I'm just speculating, talking on my keister. That might have been a throw-in. Well, Portnoy, we can put you on this TV if you want. Just bring us this block of content that we can have 5 days a week that will bring in, hopefully, some viewers, some additional eyes.
I got to confess, man, I think I'm losing my mind with this carpooling situation, man.
Oh, it's still going on.
It's still going on, man. I think I'm losing my mind because I feel like we're not really, or I'm not really organized with it. Because usually whenever I go to work, when we all had our separate cars, I have a plan where I wake up every day. I do this, I do that.
Routine.
I have a routine. Now I feel like I don't have a routine. I feel like every night, every morning, I wake up like, all right, who's taking who to work?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, like last night it was, oh, I'm taking you to work. I'm going to drop you off and then I'm going to pick you up. And then turn around to, what time do you get off? Do you have anything you have to do right when you get off of work?
Oh, because she's got other things going on.
Now, so I'm thinking like, what do you need me to do? Just tell me what you need me to do.
Yeah, we got.
All right, so what I'm going to do, I need you to drop me off. Oh. I'm off of site today. I need you to drop me off somewhere and then pick me up. And I'm just like, man, just take the damn car.
Do you be feeling like I used to when you were playing sports and you was just waiting for your mom to come pick you up? Is that how you be feeling?
Yeah.
And I feel like wait and wait.
I feel like the kid being picked up last at school.
Yep.
Just sitting there. Now the teachers are sitting there with me. Yeah. I'm just sitting there like, like I have no idea. Let me call.
And the teachers want to go home, and you're just.
What's your name, young man? What's your mom's phone number? Yeah. Let me see if I could call.
You say your mom was coming to pick you. Now they trying to treat you like you didn't. No.
What kind of car was it? A white car?
Believe me. Yeah. She said she was coming.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm kind of getting fed up now. Oh, and man. Then she kind of getting the attitude because I keep asking questions.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, just take that. No, just you drop me off.
We got to get you a vehicle is what I'm hearing.
And then I'm tired of, do you have anything planned later today?
Yeah.
And I'm just like, man, just. Yeah. So I think we're going, I want to say next weekend. Not this weekend, but next weekend.
Oh, we picking it up? Yeah. Picking up the wheel?
We about to go looking, man.
Yeah.
But, I'm about to lose my bleep over this, man. Yeah. I feel like I'm not even organized right.
I get it. I understand how bad it is and how bad it was for the families involved. I kind of feel bad for Andy Byron. He's the CEO.
Oh, this the Coldplay CEO?
The big dude lost his job Friday after our show.
You feel bad?
I kind of, is it wrong?
I mean, well, it's not wrong.
I mean,
I thought generally as a society we did not really cry for millionaires all that bad.
No, we don't. But that's the confession. Like, I get what he did was bad. I get that it went viral. I get that it's embarrassing for the company. I get all of it. But dude lost his job now, man.
It's not surprising that he lost his job for me, but the simple fact that he did lose his job, mm-hmm. it's like, dang, he got just all this because he was on that Jumbotron.
No. All this because he was reaching the find out portion of the effing around.
Yeah. He got exposed, but yeah. like on the Jumbotron.
But we act like he made one mistake. But he was stepping out with somebody at the gig.
But see, my thing is, if he wasn't on that Jumbotron, he would have still had his job. I mean, he still would have been a slime ball.
But it still would have been a fireable offense, even though he wasn't on the Jumbotron.
I agree with both of you, but I'm more leaning with Figgy on this. If they had found out the board or whatever, he's having an affair with the HR director, would he have been it's fireable, but yeah, would he have been fired?
Yeah, they could have said something like, hey, stop it right now, but
suspension, for the simple fact
is getting all of this attention.
Yes, that's why I feel
they got it. Yeah, you got to do something at this point.
Yeah,
man.
I mean, probably maybe I don't get to that place because there's been, and this is the tough part, when something goes social or viral, rather, when social media, there's a lot of people talking about stuff, and I can't substantiate all this, but there's been a number of people that have said, oh yeah, I used to work for him, kind of a jerk. And so when I see enough of those, and he was out here doing a fireable offense, I'm like, yeah, kind of caught that one, huh, buddy? Yeah.
Do you see...
Karma?
Yeah, I was thinking this. Do you feel like he might try to pull I don't want to say a Tony Busby, but do you think he'd try to sue somebody just for putting his...
Is he an American with big money? Because that is the American way. Litigation. Yeah, because probably will.
I don't know if he can sue Coldplay, but you think he can sue like Live Nations or something like that?
Well, generally the way these...
I'm sure he's fine. I'm sure he got money. He'll be fine. But
well, you've got half his money.
It seemed like this guy...
Well, that's a great point.
He can argue and say this ruined his life.
Yes. And generally, as you know, the way these lawsuits work is they start out by scatter shooting. They sue everybody. They sue everybody and then try to see what they hone in on. So maybe Coldplay.
Yeah, he can make a case that, this ruined my life.
Yeah.
Please, I mean,
my life was just fine before this situation. Now I can't get a job anywhere.
I'm nobody's advisor, although I knowing that you got money, if you would like to try, hit me up. But, buddy, the thing that you don't want to do is sue crazy. Don't get too super litigious. We are all invested, and people will laugh at you.
Yes.
You do not need any more bad PR than you getting out here and trying to sue Chris Martin and Coldplay.
They already laughing.
It can get worse. Yeah. That's the thing. Hey, it's already bad. How much worse can it get? Bottom's still further.
I lost my job. I lost my wife.
Bottom is still further.
We going in guns blazing at this
point. You are not at rock bottom, buddy. Don't make the mistake and think that you're at rock bottom.
It does go lower.
It does go lower. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us on this Monday. Coming up next, it's a Monday. Coming off the weekend, so get in your winners and losers of the weekend. 713-572-4610. Let's salute it next.